with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting America has a new president following the peaceful transfer of power in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald J. Trump has been sworn in as the 47th president of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
After Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath of office, President Trump declared that America's decline is over.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Echoing past campaign speeches, the president criticized parts of the federal government, including the Justice Department, and promised to confront the problem of illegal immigration, vowing to put America first. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Fire ravaged Southern California braces for more gusty winds and heightened wildfire risk.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California.
We have a red flag warning with particularly dangerous conditions.
He notes the triple threat of low humidity, dry fuels, and those high winds.
55 to 65 and even 70 to 90 mile per hour winds in the mountains will be there just to cause fire behavior for any new fire starts to be extreme.
I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, frigid temperatures engulfed Texas and other parts of the South on Monday ahead of a rare winter storm expected to bring heavy snow and disruptive ice accumulations to the region, sending residents scurrying to insulate pipes, check heating systems, and stock emergency kits. Meanwhile, people in the northern plains to the tip of Maine are experiencing bitterly cold temperatures as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values with dangerously cold wind chills. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing three other states to pursue a challenge seeking to restrict access to abortion pills nationwide. Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri can now move ahead with their efforts in U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where a nominee of former President Trump is the only judge. The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions of the pills and to limit their use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Donald Trump is holding off on tariffs during his first day back in office and placing a big bet that his executive actions can cut energy prices and tame inflation. Executive orders coming Monday are meant to ease the regulatory burdens on oil and natural gas production. He also intends to declare a national energy emergency in hopes of jumpstarting more electricity production to build out technologies such as artificial intelligence that rely on data centers using massive amounts of energy. The price of Bitcoin surging to over $109,000 just hours ahead of Mr. Trump's second inauguration as a pumped-up cryptocurrency industry expects early action by him soon after he takes office. Wall Street shuttered today in observance of Martin Luther King Day. Markets reopened Tuesday morning. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.